something for the weekend. It's Trina here and Paul Merriman is in studio from askpaul.ie. Now, we've been talking about the property market, whether it is a good time to be buying or selling. And by the way, if you missed any of that, we're going to be putting all these interviews up on our website right after the show, classichits.ie. Go into the podcast section and something for the weekend. They're all going to be up there. So, Paul, tell me, I want to ask you a bit about landlords as well. Is it worth being a landlord in this day and age, considering the kind of tax you have to pay and everything?
No, unless you're going to get into it as a business, if you have a lot of cash, if you're borrowing off a bank to become a landlord, you're doing the wrong thing, because your rent is only going to pay the mortgage back and you're buying at the height of a market again. You know, if you had a bought for a landlord bought maybe 4 or 5 years ago and they got a good price for the house and the house is up massively, yeah, that has been a good investment. But for starting off, no, if you're already in the game, you know, you know what you're doing and you're used to it. The problem with becoming a landlord is that people fail to realise that there's tax due on the income that comes in. It's treated as normal income.
This is what I'm saying. A lot of people think, oh, the landlords, they're all rich, aren't they? Because, you know,
not necessarily
a lot of them are barely covering their mortgage. Yeah. And then they probably have, you know, the maintenance fees and the management fees or whatever.
And then you have the vacancy rates as well. Don't forget, like, you know, you're going to say maybe 1 hour of every, maybe every 12, every 24 months, you want to be a bit more optimistic, it's going to be vacant where somebody moves out. You have to do the house up again. If you get it rented, you have to clean it up. So it's all money. So a landlord is not an easy rubber. Unless you have cash. Or somebody out there has cash and they're going to buy and don't have any mortgages.
Right.
It's a good way to get an income stream for your money. It's passive income. It's great.
How much are they paying in tax then, landlords?
Up to 51%. Depends what their marginal rate of income tax is. Now, you can off-write, Trina, a landlord can off-write now 100% of their cost of the interest on the loan if they have a mortgage or they have borrowings outstanding on the property. They can off-write the interest as well. So you can get your cost down. So if you have 10 grand a year rent coming in and you pay for renovations and you have a couple of grand towards interest on the loan, that's now a 7 grand the tax is applicable on. So you can write down the rental income somewhat, but still you get hammered by the revenue and taxman on rental.
And they have to take HAP and all that kind of stuff as well now, is it? They legally have to, don't they?
Legally have to. And again, there's a lot of stress out there, a lot of pressure for landlords are coming under that. And there's not, I think the problem with our market is that landlords aren't that well represented, but either are the tenants, and there's not enough deals. Like, there should be long term leases, there should be lifelong leases. That would make our rental market way more acceptable to people, younger people. But the fact is, it does feel like a waste of money when you're in any other jurisdiction. Like, if you're in Australia, people rent there for life because they have a house for life. You know, they can do the property up, they've good relationships with the landlord. There's legislation in place to protect the landlord and the tenant, and we don't have that here. I don't have a strong enough one here in Ireland, I don't think.
Therefore
it's a bit of a murky kind of thing.
It's a very nervous time for both, really, for tenants and for the landlord,
because
the landlord is stuck. Say for example the interest rates go up on their mortgage,
100%,
they can't put up their rent more than 4%
if you're in the rent cap.
So you're talking little or nothing there
compared to what a rent increase would be.
And I think that's the reason why so many tenants are finding themselves looking for a new place to live, because the landlord has to sell.
The other thing as well, I think the reason why landlords are selling now is they've realised there's a massive value. So it is like property is cyclical. We're in the middle of a massive bubble. So it's a great time to get out. If you have a landlord, you have no borrowings and you bought maybe 10 years ago, you got a massive return on your investment by now. So a lot of them are cashing out. The problem is that you've got younger landlords trying to buy them rather than first time buyers and young couples. So again, there should be a balance in that. You know, I think in the market you should have, if you're a landlord and you sell to a first time buyer, you'd have a tax incentive to do that. So you're not selling to another landlord to bring some property into the market, and that could be turned on and off depending on what the market's reacting like. But there just doesn't seem to be any planning whatsoever when it comes to our property market, which is lead to these big bubbles and these big busts, and that's the problem.
Another quick topic for you, Paul, on property. What is the most cost effective way to buy a property from a parent?
If you're taking anything off your parents, you got a €320,000 threshold of choice, whether their parents are alive or whether their parents have passed on and you're receiving as an inheritance. So let's take the example of a daughter that has a parent that has a €400,000 house, and they want to take that house off the mammy. Or mammy, they want to give them that house. They have a €320,000 threshold, and then the other €80,000 is going to be hammered at 33% CAT tax, so capital acquisition tax. So that means there's a leakage there in the estate in around €24,000. Now, if they want to buy it off them, it's just a normal transaction. So if the young person wants to go and get a mortgage and buy it off mom and dad, well, same thing, same rule, just go get a mortgage and buy it, and there's no tax problems because you're technically buying the asset. you're not receiving the asset. And there are banks out there, so if you have a situation where you may be renting for a while and you've got good rental records and you don't have a deposit, some banks will allow that gift of, say that house is 400,000, mom and dad might give it to their daughter for say 350. So there's a 50 grand equity in the house, and that might suffice for that 10% deposit.
So you might not need to pay a deposit.
Some banks you won't need to actually pay the deposit, such the gift of the reduction and the value from mom to the daughter in this case would suffice with the lenders. So that's a great way if you're in that lucky enough position for that to happen. But like I said, otherwise, if you're not buying it and you're being gifted it down, just make sure you keep an eye on the inheritance tax guidelines and rules. As always, if you have any questions or anyone listening this morning has, I might have this case, or I think about this way, or my mum has this, or my dad has that, or my auntie, whatever it is, just drop me an email on questions@askpaul.ie on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, Paul. Some info there on the property market. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.